USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One person's been killed after dozens of tornadoes touched down in the Ohio Valley on Monday. One big one striking Dayton, Ohio, doing lots of damage, but not causing any deaths or serious injury. But the mayor of Dayton, Ann Whaley, says there was a death not far from there.
We just got word that in the town of Salina, one person has died, and there's been about 40 injuries in hospitals from across the region.
She was speaking on Fox News. At least 75 homes were damaged by a big tornado in Pendleton, Indiana, as well. Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti making multiple appearances in federal court today. His first is over accusations he tried to extort millions from Nike. He then goes before a different judge for allegedly stealing tens of thousands from his former client Stormy Daniels. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Evangelist Franklin Graham is asking for Sunday, June 2nd, to be a special day of prayer for President Trump. Graham writing on Facebook on Sunday night that no president has been attacked like Trump and that God is the only hope for him and the nation. Graham writing that the nation is on the edge of a precipice and that God is needed to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide President Trump. A tragic death over the holiday weekend in the waters of Hawaii. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him.
And an attorney from Colorado, the latest person to die while climbing down from the summit of Mount Everest. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The World Health Organization is now recognizing video game addiction as a mental health disorder. Gaming disorder defined as gaming that takes precedence over other interests in one's life, like one's health and daily activities, to the point where there are significant impacts on the person's life. The affliction will be included in the latest edition of the WHO's International Classification of Diseases. Former Major League Baseball player Bill Buckner has died at the age of 69 after a battle with dementia. Buckner was involved in one of baseball's most shocking moments during Game 6 of the 1986 World Series. As the Boston Red Sox searched for their first title since 1918, Buckner watched a ball roll between his legs behind the first base bag and into right field. It allowed a walk-off single by the New York Mets' Mookie Wilson. It sent the teams to a Game 7 and an eventual Mets World Series victory. Many of Buckner's friends and admirers say that he also had more hits than most ball players could ever hope to get in the majors, and he should not be defined by a single play. And Bruce Springsteen says he'll hit the road and tour with the E Street Band next year. The Boss has an album dropping on June 14th, and while he won't tour on that record, he does say he has some plans to do so next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.